Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Saving Mr. Tarrypt by Rob Bouye, narrated by Mike Chamberlain and Ariel Delisle. Part 1. Summer. Peter. All good things must come to an end, and when you're on the receiving end of a really good wedgie, you want the end to show up in a hurry, even if it means having your underwear ripped clean out of your shorts. To say it was just a good wedgie would be a serious understatement, though. My tighty-whities were so far up my back, I could feel the fruit of the loom tag scratching my neck. My underwear stretched so much that you could have put Jeffrey in there with me. No, it wasn't just a good wedgie. I was the victim of one of the greatest wedgies of all time, one that deserved a place in the Guinness Book of World Records. Not the sort of thing you want to be known for, but, if I'm being honest, I'd asked for it. My claim to fame happened at the 2-week summer wrestling camp that Jeffrey and I attended together. The camp was definitely the highlight of my vacation. Mr. T had told us that he'd gone to his first camp as a rising 7th grader, and since we were planning to join the school team in the winter, he encouraged us to do the same, and told our parents that it would be a good idea. Mr. T helped us pick the camp, and even drove Jeffrey and me there on the day it started. It took place on a college campus I'd never heard of, but featured some of the best coaches in the country. After we were all checked in and settled in our room, Mr. T brought us back to his car and opened the trunk. "I've got something for each of you, now that you're officially wrestlers," he said. He pulled out a pair of his old wrestling shoes and handed them to me. "These babies aren't used to losing matches, so you'd best take care of them," he told me.